Just as a continuation of the previous story on how to give a support system for people where they can continue living without money, it will be helpful to understand why it doesn't actually need money, currency. It took me a long time to work this out. And a couple of examples which I'd like to give for how I was able to get out of that trap of thinking in terms of money. One of the starting points that I realized that for the Holoversity, part of the Make Up Your Own Mind aspect of the Planting Paradise project, I noticed that people would have to have a common capital. They would need their own computer and would need to have their own knowledge access and so on. But somehow the system would need to be supported, and only later I realized that all that was needed is that people support their own system together. So first I thought that they needed to pay something, and when I went to university, I had to pay something, and then I realized, well, okay, so let's have them pay 1111. Just have money is just a measure, so just fictitious anyhow. And then I realized, well, actually, that's about the price of a piece of gold. So let's use that instead, because that's the same throughout the ages. And then I realized, well, why would they need to bring their piece of gold to me or to somewhere? Because I would just have to bury it and say, well, we have this piece of gold. And because once you have, say, 1 million participants, you have 1 million pieces of gold, you can bury them somewhere and you just say, well, we have 1 million of pieces of gold, and between them we can now circulate the value papers of those 1 million pieces of gold as our currency. But then why would they need to bring that to me or to some pit where they could bury it? Why not just keep it in their own home? And so, yeah, then you have the same 1 million of pieces. They're still buried somewhere. So you still can circulate that currency of these 1 million of pieces worth. But then I realized, well, if somebody lost their piece of gold, it wouldn't really matter, because we're just circulating pieces of paper anyhow. So then I switched to the notion, no, you don't need to have people pay money, because the people already are a value. And in the Stroham computer program for local currency payments, called Cyclos, you can actually start with either a debt system, as the banks use, or a credit system. So for me, that was one part of how I was able to step out this notion of needing to have currency. Part of it was that I also had thought of currencies before that in a different manner, and thought, well, there are kinds of currency which are dealing with the kind of articles that you buy and sell, objects, but there are also currencies for things which are in a process, like the water or the electricity or the gas. There are also currencies for things that you have, and then they turn into something else, and then they become something else and go somewhere else again. And there are also currencies for things that you create or things that you lose. And of course, using system theory as a model to understand alchemy, I thought, well, those would be earth, water, air, and fire elements. So, why not call the earth currency a terra, and the water currency a mar, and then the air currency the ar, and then the fire terra currency sol. Basically, you could use those, or say, gold, silver, copper, and lead, or whatever you want to use for playing things. The lead was commonly replaced by salt, by the way. But then I realized that Yes, you can do that, and those different kinds of currencies actually exist, and there is a good reason to have them, but it is not really what it is about. So I had to start two different projects. One of them was called socionomics, and the other one was quantum economics. So explain both of those. And then finally, I will point out that what we actually need is quantum computation, which is really funny because quantum computation is actually the same as radio diagrams or computer programming or motherboards and radio circuits. So those are the equivalent of how cells multiply and divide, by the way. So essentially, I will be coming down to the understanding that currency is the alchemical transformation of how we get stuff to be processed, transformed, and then given different purposes. So that's always a currency transformation or transmutation in four dimensions. First, I had to get rid of this notion of, say, the value of money to the value of people. And for me, that was in the understanding that the transaction of money is not in the coin that goes from one hand to the other, or the piece of paper that's held on the one side, held on the other side. You could actually understand it also of the paper contract that they hold on the one side and the other side. So when people are exchanging money between them, a transaction, they're actually holding a contract between them. And when you see it at the money level, they're not willing to rip it up. When you see it at the contract level, not as a bill of money, but as a bill of a contract, they might be willing to rip it up. So I realized that I needed to shift my perspective from the money to the contract, and from the contract to the contractors on both sides. And what is the relationship between the people? And so that's where I then went into the understanding of socionomics, that all of the things in economics are actually an interaction between people. And when you skip the money story, then you automatically can drop the economic story. And you can actually go back to the oikonomia side of the story and go back to the socionomics, the values in society. And the oikonomia is a very helpful concept because that was the notion, it was actually the term for the bookkeeping on the farm in classic antique Greece. Evidently, if you have a farm, you operate that in the four seasons. So in winter, everything is maybe covered under snow, essentially, so to say, dead to the world. And then in spring, things start to sprout. Summer, all these things are out there in the open. In autumn, things fall away. And in winter, everything is buried again. Oikonomia was the realization that if you wanted to come to live through winter, you would actually need to have enough grain to feed the ducks to have a Christmas dinner. But you didn't need to have ducks grain for the ducks all through the winter for the simple reason that the one duck didn't make it through the winter. So the oikonomia was knowing the relationship between the amount of grains that you needed, the amount of animals that you had, and all the other supplies on the farm, with the accounting of the animals eating the food, you eating the food, you eating the animals for the non-vegetarians. And oikonomia was that accounting system. But it is evident that in oikonomia, there's no money at all involved. When you change the perspective from the farm to the boat, to the ship, to transport, then you shift from oikonomia to economics. And then you have from accounting to accountability. that what somebody puts on the boat and goes off on the other side must be the same, and otherwise somebody has been stealing it, somebody has wrecked it, the storm sunk the boat, or the pirates took off with it. So that level of accountability is a different kind of philosophy, where you look at the goods to be transported as things, while in oikonomia you look at the process. So socionomics was the understanding that you need to go into the process itself, and actually that the story in itself, which is described in the scienceoflife.nl website. And for me, that understanding of socionomics was important, but also incomplete. I realized that I somehow had to bridge that notion between quantity and quality, between object and people. And so I went down to quantum economics. Economics has money as a measure, but money has no value. It has no meaning. Scrap metal, scrap paper. So as you can see, you cannot measure anything in money. The value of the houses changes for the simple reason that the money loses its value. So whenever you use money to measure anything, it's like trying to measure something with a rubber band. It has no substance and no value, no meaning of itself. So I then realized suddenly that long ago when I was in engineering school, I had already tackled this problem, found a solution, and I needed to connect it to this. Because when I was in engineering school, I realized that if you look at what changes in nature, or the changes of materials are always based on the changes of molecules, which are based on the changes of atoms, which are always based on the changes of a quantum. And so I realized that what I had called anergonomics at my engineering school time was the foundation of economics. It is not the economics which actually describes or registers or categorizes what we do in socionomics, the interaction between people, but it is the energonomics. How much energy do you need? And by the Einstein equation, mass is energy. An object which has well worked has more energy within it. If you just have a lump of rock, you can use it as a paperweight. But if you can shape that rock into something like spoons and forks and knives, it can serve different and more purposes. When you use metals to do that, you need fire, so you need more energy. And suddenly you have something which is more versatile in being able to work with. So actually, when you look at what happens in science, they say there's space, time, and energy as the factors which describe the physical world. Then space is three-dimensional, time is two-dimensional, energy is one-dimensional. So the energy is the level where you can then see where the change comes from. And later I realized that it's not just space-time and energy, but it's space-time, energy, and consciousness, because we're not just dealing with materials, molecules, and atoms, but we're also dealing with the quantums in quantum space, which are not physical. So then I had to shift, after my description of quantum economics, after my description of anergonomics, I needed to shift to quantum economics. In the universe is only one unit of change. That is, there's only one unit of change of meaning. There's only one unit of change of value. There's only one unit of change of involvement, and that's the quantum. In the universe, there is only the quantum as the foundation of everything. And so at that time, together with Kelvin Abraham, who created tetrionics, I elaborated that idea of extending the understanding of tetrionics, that a quantum will produce an electromagnetic field by interacting with other quanta. The quanta can actually form the unit of matter called the tetrion, and then the quanta will not only form matter, but they will also move matter. Tetrion has a very detailed description of that. So in that sense, tetrionics, which accounts for the quantum as the basis of the universe, is then also the foundation of everything in the universe, including the econometric system. So then I had quantum economics as the replacer of economics. So no, we don't need money anymore, but we do need to understand how many quanta are involved in moving it, how many quanta are involved in circulating this around, how many quanta are involved in forming this. And essentially, you can just, instead of using energy as a measure, you can be much more precise in using the quanta as a measure, because then you have the forces and the forms both accounted for. So the more work somebody puts into something, the more it's worth already, because more quanta went into it. So you can actually have a very accurate, up to the quantum precise measurement of everything. So that already was the result, conclusion of determining the value of things. We can give exact value of things, which of course we need to combine with how the value is different from one person to the other, socionomic addresses. But still, it is clear that quantum economics, together with socionomics, describes the whole valuing system. Quantum economics describes the value, socionomics describes the valuing, and together it is like a metric in which we can see how we would like to interact with each other. What value does our action bring when we interact with the earth through our body? What value does our being bring when through our mind we interact with other living beings? And now you can combine the two and see that out of the combination of the two, you can actually understand your value and the value of everything in a quantum sense. I then realized that in tetrionics, at the quantum level, there is a remarkable link to something which is now the foundation of our technology and of our culture, which is the computer and computer programming. And this is where I can then show that there is this link between this valuing system of quantum economics based on the quantum and the social, the process of evaluation or valuing it, but now described in the same kind of language and the same kind of technology, terminology, as that of the computer and the programming of the computer, both sides. And that is contained in the description of the radio diagram. The radio diagram is a very impressive kind of notation, even more impressive when you look at it from my perspective, which is that the four elements of the radio diagram, which are the condenser, the coil, the resistor, and the switch, are actually, as system theory describes, a storage element, a flow element, a transformation element, and an integration element. But that means that the condenser is actually the equivalent of space, the coil is the equivalent of time, the resistor is the equivalent of energy, and the switch is the equivalent of consciousness. So suddenly, what was not taught in engineering school, I could see that the radio diagram actually operates in four dimensions, same as our brain, four brain zero-dimensional, left brain one-dimensional, right brain two-dimensional, rear brain three-dimensional, that we always operate in these four dimensions, and that the radio diagram does the same. The neat aspect of the radio diagram is that it is very clear what these dimensions are and what their properties are. And there essentially the condenser is matter, the coil is molecules, the resistor is the atoms, and the switch is the quantum field. And so once you understand that, everything falls in place. But more particularly, in a radio circuit, you can actually see that in the condenser, you look at the storage capacity of electricity. In the coil, you look at the direction or coordination orchestration of the flow, as it's a musical component of it. In the transistor, you look at how you interact with the environment, how you transform it, and actually go from one kind of level of energy or interaction with the environment to another. And in the switch, you can choose if you connect or disconnect. The same as I described for the political system. A switch is a zero-dimensional vote where you decide if you participate, yes or no. In the one-dimensional system, the resistor is where you use the money and the transaction. Do you connect? How do you connect? How much can you connect? In a coil, you have this circulation in the environment. Let's say the river and the bedding, which we would call the legal system, the bedding. And at the fourth level, you have the experience of reality, what you can do in your life. So the radio diagram actually has all of that. And in the radio diagram, there is this quite impressive realization that you only need to put a figure, a number, an amount to connect to the condenser or the coil or the resistor. Or the switch, which is basically often yes or no or something in between. Because in that system, the quantity is already identified with the quality, with a very specific dimension. Space for the condenser, time for the coil, energy for the resistor, and everything else in a switch. And that means that once you know this, you have, say, four kinds of currencies in four different dimensions, but they're all interlinked in this radio circuit diagram. And this radio circuit diagram, which is drawn as a square, the switch on the left, the resistor on the top, the coil on the right, and the condenser at the bottom, is actually a four-dimensional operator. It's like an equation sign, same as the cell division in our body. In the cell division, the matter of the cells is dissolved and the molecules evaporate. The atoms charge, discharge. And in phase space, in quantum space, a reflection comes, which leads to the recomposition of the cell as two cells. It's very fascinating how fundamental that is. So in the radio diagram, you insert numbers into these radio circuits, and you can get parts of the radio circuits. You can have one of the elements, you can have two of them, three of them, four of them, and you can make very complex combinations of them in the same way that you can have cells combine and form many more cells. And in that sense, the unfoldment of our body is a computation, and the design of a radio circuit is the same kind of calculation. And once you realize that, even more so, and system theory is very good at understanding that, and some computer program like SimCity or The Sims are based on that, you can use these radio diagrams to model, as system theory shows, the world of objects, the processes, the flow of processes, the energy of transformation, or the complexity of integration. All of that is already contained in that simple radio circuit. And system theory unfolds how you can use that for road transport, for the flows of rivers, for the gas pressures in pipes, for the flow of currents in electric circuits, literally the radio circuits. So this schematic diagram is so universal that it actually describes these principles of the universe in the relationship of space-time energy and consciousness, which are the fundamental principles which are operated by the cells in our body. The interesting aspect of radio diagram circuit drawing is, as you would say in Dutch, tekenen is berekenen, has a kind of rhyme to it. Whatever you design, you have already calculated. And this is also the strength of tetrionics, the quantum formulation of the creation of reality. It's a geometry. And the quantum itself actually is a triangular representation of this normally square drawing of the radio circuit. That means that all of the elements in tetrionics are already radio diagrams, and that all of the calculations are already accomplished in those geometries. For example, in the atoms of the tetrionic diagrams, the models, the representations, you can actually see the Schrödinger numbers. And in physics, it is a heck of a job to calculate them, because you actually need to know every part of the atom and the whole lot. While in tetrionics, you don't have any of that. You draw it and it's done. You know exactly what the Schrödinger numbers are. You can actually see what the Bohr radius is. And there is no calculation, because the calculation is already done in the geometry. The geometry is the representation of the calculation. So when you use radio diagrams in that sense, and I'm still looking for the translation together with Kelvin to replace the radio diagrams in the square form to the tetrionic diagrams in the triangular form, then we actually have a measure to show all of the fundamental changes in the universe from the quantum level onward, and have a complete understanding of, say, the changes of values and meaning, involvement, relationships. So that's what I'm working on now, to replace the currency concept that we have as money without value, into the understanding that the meaning, the value of the money actually comes from the social interaction, that the meaning of value actually is based on ergonomics, which we can now call quantum economics. We can connect all of this to quantum principles and, let's say, quantum computations at the foundation of the creation of the universe, for the simple reason that what the alchemists describe is what the system theoreticians recapitulated and what they represented in the radio diagrams, which is the foundation of every radio, every television, every computer, every electronic device, everything that has anything to do with electronics, everything that has anything to do with a system, anything that has to do with reality, anything which has to do with creation. So that's where the system theory actually repeats what alchemy has done, now with a notation of the radio circuit diagrams, which are wonderful because the quality is already there. You specify the quantity, and suddenly in four dimensions, you know what's going on. The only thing that I'm now looking for, on the one hand, is with tetrionics, to show that the tetrionic diagrams are already calculations which we normally would see in the radio diagrams. And the other is to see how these designs in tetrionics, these calculations of this system theoretical kind, can thus be represented in the diagrams of tetrionics and be used as the foundation of this monetary or value or meaning or involvement and interest system. So in that sense, people could, when this combination is resolved, could actually just draw what they are doing and use the drawings or the say radio diagrams in the computer system in the same way as the TUTSIM engineering radio design program shows, how you just stick a resistor in, you stick a condenser in, and it already calculates and it already shows what the waveforms will be. It's a superb kind of technology, but it is actually the technology that creates computers. So you can actually see the computer calculating itself in that sense, or in another sense, if you can build it in the radio diagrams, then it already, in a way, exists as a computer. And VirtualBox, these virtual computer environments, are exactly equivalents of that. You don't need a computer. The computer is merely the support environment for the computer within the computer, which does the calculations. And the VirtualBox can be put from one computer to the other. So you have kind of reality within a reality, transportable from one reality to the other, in which the calculations take place. So when people realize that they can actually design their own calculations, that they can design what they want to do, they can design with whom they want to do it, and then the computer can give the feedback of yes, but there are others who are doing this well. Try this one, try that one, try that one. And then suddenly they can see how they can improve on what they're doing. Or the computer could help them improve on what they're doing. And this is all by a drawing design system. And of course, if you can do it in a radio design or in a creating a the Sims or SimCity kind of environment, you can also have the SimCity of your local community. And you can thereby also optimize and enhance everything that's going on in there. And you can have a visual representation of what's going on in there. So the system theoretical approach then replaces these investment schemes of putting money into a place so that you pay for your tuition fee, or that you need to put money into your bank to be able for your rent, pay, afford your rent. Instead, the people realize that somebody needs a house, and they bring together the materials, they put up the house, and a week later the house is done. And if somebody moves out, somebody else can move in. So for the next 1,000 or 2,000 years, there is a house for somebody to live in. Nobody needed to pay for it because you didn't need money for it because the materials were already there, and the rest was just people helping each other. So for me, it was quite a turnaround thinking, in which I realized that no, people don't need to pay money. They don't need to use gold to count how much value they put in. No, they don't need to have gold at home. They just need to together agree that they are willing to support each other. So then that led to the understanding of socionomic quantum economics. And now finally, and I still need to bridge that gap so that it can go from radio circuit design to a representation in quantum field computation, quantum field logic, as defined by tetrionics, so that we can actually use the tetrionics diagrams to, let's say, have the accounting and the accountability of what people do together, so that they know that they don't need money to help each other, but that they can also model how they can best help each other. So that's the story.